You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a good week for Donald Trump when it comes to his sometimes rocky relations with the United States judiciary. Fresh from winning Supreme Court approval for his controversial travel ban on migrants from some Muslim-dominated countries, the president has now been delivered a surprise golden opportunity to mould the makeup of the powerful bench. Justice Anthony Kennedy has announced his intention to retire next month, in a move that could have far-reaching ramifications, given he's often cast the tie-breaking vote between liberal and conservative judges on the 9-seat court. Mr. Trump has praised the 81-year-old and hailed the legacy of his 3-decade tenure.
He is a man who is displaying great vision. He's displayed tremendous vision and tremendous heart, and he will be missed, but he will be retiring, and we will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately, and hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding.
And that pick could be crucial. The candidates on the presidential shortlist have all been described as being more conservative than the retiring justice, whose vote decided several high-profile rulings, including the 2015 legalising of gay marriage. Associated Press analyst Mark Sherman says his departure and replacement could have significant effects on other social issues like abortion rights, which Justice Kennedy has mainly supported in his time on the court.
Trump has said that he wants justices who would try to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision giving women the right to have an abortion in this country. Now, the overturning Roe v. Wade may not be immediately likely, but certainly a more conservative court would probably be more willing to uphold abortion restrictions that states might pass.
It will be the president's second selection for the court after he successfully nominated Neil Gorsuch last year to restore the 5-4 conservative liberal split on the bench. The US Senate expects to debate the eventual nomination later this year, but the Democrats say a vote should be delayed until after November's midterm elections. Democratic leader Charles Schumer is calling on colleagues from both sides to reject anyone who could undermine key healthcare protections, including those abortion rights set down by the 1973 Roe v. Wade case.
The Senate should reject anyone who will instinctively side with powerful special interests over the interests of average Americans. Americans should make their voices heard loudly, clearly, and consistently. Americans should make it clear that they will not tolerate a nominee chosen from President Trump's preordained list, selected by powerful special interests, who will reverse the progress we have made over the decades.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a debate free of personal abuse, praising President Trump's previous judicial nominations.
Judicial decisions must not flow from judges' personal philosophies or preferences, but from an honest assessment of the words and actual meaning of the law. This bedrock principle has clearly defined the president's excellent choices to date. So we'll look forward to yet another outstanding selection.
It's a selection that's set to spark heated debate and potentially define a presidency. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.